This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A grassroots group formed the Nebraska Indian Child Welfare Coalition to increase work on child welfare issues. Misty Frazier is executive director. She says they developed into the new nonprofit to expand education, advocacy, and to help keep Native families together. Frazier says the need is great in Nebraska, where Native American children are disproportionately represented in the child welfare system.
We're still hearing a lot of the same things, like there are relatives that are able and willing to take the children, but, you know, they go through all of the processes that they need to go through, background checks, home studies, and all of that, but they're still not able to get their children sometimes. Or maybe they have the children and then they get removed from them and they get placed outside of the home for whatever reason and they're not told why. You know, miscommunication, and there's still a lot of mistrust for the system. So a lot of families feel like they're not treated fairly. They're not heard, maybe not understood in court. For tribes in rural areas, access to services is really tough.
The coalition hosts listening sessions and trainings on foster care and the Indian Child Welfare Act. This month, the group will hold a convening with local national experts to discuss possible implications of the case Brackeen versus Bernhardt. The case challenges the decades-old Indian Child Welfare Act. The law is intended to keep Native children with Native families.
The biggest implication is losing ICWA in the protection for Native children and families. That is so extremely detrimental, and so not having that added protection for Native children and families, but there's still going to be a need. Our children are still going to have, and families are still going to have that need for services, and so it's scary. It's very, very scary.
Tribes and Indian child welfare workers across the country are closely watching the case. The case and a number of other issues are being focused on at the National American Indian Conference on Child Abuse and Neglect, held this week in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Leaders of the Navajo Nation signed a proclamation Tuesday declaring clean energy development as the tribe's priority. Leaders say they will pursue clean, renewable energy development on Navajo land. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez spoke at the signing ceremony in Window Rock, Arizona.
This is a big move for the Navajo Nation. But as I said in Navajo, that this is nothing new to us as indigenous people, right? Being stewards of the land, taking better care of our land, using what the Creator has given us in terms of natural resources.
Navajo land has long been impacted by uranium and coal mining. The tribe plans to focus on solar projects. The move comes after the tribal council recently voted to drop its bid to acquire the coal-fired power plant on Navajo land, which is set to close this year. Indigenous Peoples Day will officially replace Columbus Day in New Mexico. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a bill Tuesday which renames the holiday. The second Monday in October will honor the contributions of Indigenous people. A pottery exhibit at the Art Institute of Chicago is being postponed after concerns it lacked Indigenous voices, the Associated Press reports. Some of the pottery which was to be displayed is said to be from New Mexico grave sites, which are not art. The exhibit was set to open in May. The Art Institute acknowledges more work needs to be done to include Native voices in the project. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.